Accession number 16618, reel 6.
Mr. Papworth, reel 6. Yes.
They simply announced the peace talks were over and the war was over and we would eventually be released. And we went back to our billets. There was no celebration at all.
Did you believe them?
Yes.
How did they actually get you back?
We went by truck to to the train further north, and we came down to Kae Song by cattle truck.
Did your imprisonment leave you with any long-term after-effects, either physically or psychologically?
One was inclined to say nothing, and ignore people, perhaps. Which was perhaps a bit difficult for other people to understand. And I think the only other thing is that I can't bear to be fenced in. I mean, in Korea we were not fenced in, we were kept in by the terrain and the amount of food. There were escapes. There was one that got away for about a fortnight. I remember that one because Chas Bailey, he was reputed to be a watchmaker. My watch had broken, and I asked him if he'd repair it. I went to him several times, and finally he said that he couldn't repair it, but it would appear he used it as a compass. But they were away a fortnight, and whether they were actually away that fortnight or whether we didn't see them, I don't know. Another man that you will find very interesting is Derek Kinney. Now, I know the story of Kinney very well, but my dealings with him are he had developed a rupture while in the prison camp, and he had asked me what exercise he could do or what his limitations would be with rupture or whether he could go swimming. So I gave him my advice. I didn't think you could stop him going into the river if that's what he wanted to do. So as long as he was reasonable, he could carry on quite happily without too many restrictions. But of course I wasn't to know until a long time after what had actually happened to him. His story is that which is true, is that he had a brother, and his brother was in the Northumberland Fusiliers, and they made a pact that if one brother was killed, the other one would take his place, and that's what happened. Well, then the the brother was taken, Derek Kinney was taken prisoner. And he didn't like the Chinese, obviously, and was a thorn in their side. And eventually, they got him. And they so roughed him up that he developed another hernia. They put him in jail. He escaped from jail because I believe he heard of another escape, some of his friends. And he was caught. Then I think he made another escape. I think. But certainly they knocked him about and they put him in jail. And then the guard commander who didn't like him anyway came along and hit him round the head with his burp gun. The burp gun went off and killed the Chinese. And and Kinney finished up in the punishment camp. Kinney got the George Cross for that.
Is he still alive?
Yes, he's in America now, as far as I know.
What did you observe about the character of Chinese people from your imprisonment, or North Korean people for that matter?
Well, we didn't have much to do with North Koreans, which is fortunate. I feel that if we'd been under the North Koreans, we would have fared a great deal worse. I think that it is true that the Chinese couldn't complain about the American treatment of the Chinese if the Chinese were going to treat POWs as bad. The Americans, in hindsight, the Americans were treated very badly. As I understand it, as I say, the only evidence I have is the number of Americans that had died and were buried on Boot Hill, and the way some of them staggered about. But I have no other knowledge of anything else.
But what opinion of Chinese people did your imprisonment leave you with?
I think they've got a fixation. And a general view is that, well, they're a population of 500 million. You couldn't very well attack them as such and win, so you might just as well cooperate and make the best of the situation.
What opinion of communism did your imprisonment leave you with?
Just rejected out of hand.